lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on ya. It won't be the same. Say what's the name?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. People's Champion, a.k.a. Hardest Working Man in Show Business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. All right, let's just get right into it real quick before we get into the podcast. Number one thing, the podcast is brought to you by FUBU. Do me a favor, use promo code FUBU. That's not the promo code. No, I'm sorry. Go to FUBU.com. Use promo code Clint15 and you get 15% off your order. Let's try this again. Y'all know I'll be messing up. It happens. I'm not even going to cut this. Let's keep going. Let's try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by FUBU. FUBU. Use promo code Clint15 to get 15% off of your next FUBU order when you go to www.fubu.com. Also, I'm going to be in Buffalo September 29th at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets is in the link in this description. Also, Cleveland, September 30th, I'm going to be at Hilarity's Comedy Club. Again, September 30th, Cleveland, I'm going to be at Hilarity's Comedy Club. Get your tickets. The ticket link is in the details of this description. And I'm excited, man. September 30th, Cleveland. September 29th, Buffalo. Y'all been asking me to come to those places. I'm excited to be there. Let's have it. Let's have fun. Last but not least, by the time you listen to this, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I got an album dropping. It's called Tuesday Morning. It drops next week. You don't even got to buy it. Just stream that motherfucker. All right. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. It's on Tidal, wherever you listen to it. You ain't got to buy it. Just stream the album. Let me get the number one comedy album in the country. Let's try this again. The link is going to be in the description of this episode, and please, ladies and gentlemen, pre-get the album. Like, you know how you can hit the plus button. Hit the fucking plus button if you got Apple Music. All right, that's it. All right, fellas, we gotta talk. We gotta have a conversation real quick. Something ain't sitting right with me. Fellas, I posted about women. Shout out to women who like to suck nipples too. I said, shout out to women. Well, I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. I disagreed with it. He said, shout out to women who suck nipples too. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this right now. My name Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1987. I'm from Philly and I'm a member of the NWO for life. With that being said, ladies, if you suck my titties, it turns me on. Not ladies, but you know, I in the bedroom with my significant other, I like to get my boobs sucked. Suck my boobs. Lick my nipples. Fellas, I got a question. What's gay about that? What's gay about that? Somebody tell me, when did it become gay for a woman to do something sexual on you? Tell me when that became gay. I need to know. How you gay because you like your boobs sucked? Fellas, I'm going to tell you the real reason why you think it's gay. I'm going to tell you the real reason. Ladies, fellas, I hate to do this, but let's call it how we see it. Ladies, the real reason why guys think is, some guys think it's gay to get their boobs sucked is because when you suck their boobs, they got to moan. You gotta moan. When you suck my, it feel good. You gotta moan. Now it's gay to moan. Most guys don't want to moan. Ladies, if you sucking boobs, I'm moaning. Fuck that. Moan, fellas. You groan. If you groan, you moan. I don't want to hear this shit no more, man. Fellas, if you groan, you moan. Point blank, period. If you like your titties sucked, get your titties sucked. I don't want to see. Now, here's the thing. I'm being funny, but let's be serious. We be talking about toxic masculinity all the time. I don't be talking about it, but women be talking about it. Oh, that's toxic masculinity. That's toxic masculinity. I normally be shutting that shit up because I'm like, nobody, chill out, sis. Everything ain't toxic. But there is certain things where you like, yo, I'm trying to be that guy, and you robbing yourself. Fellas, you robbing yourself. You cheating yourself out of a good time. Nigga, getting your boob sucked is amazing. Nigga, when a woman suck my boob, I'll be like this. Let me. Maybe you need some boob sucking moves. Maybe you need to figure out how to hold her while you sucking the boob, because you can't really do like this. Can't do this. You can't hit her with this. You need to figure out a boob sucking move. Me, I just hug. I give you with the hug. This is how I like my boob sucked. I don't care if it's gay. I don't care what you think. I don't care how you feel. I lay there and get my boobs sucked. I'm good with that. Now, I know y'all probably thrown off because I'm calling them boobs. Fellas, you got titties. Your fat ass got titties. There's nothing wrong with it. All right? You're out of shape. You've been eating too much. You got titties. She want to suck them. Let her do it. Stop cheating yourself. And your nipples get hard, too, when she do it. Yeah, you want to have that conversation? You want to have that conversation? God, stop fucking playing, man. That shit ain't gay, dog. It's cool. You like what you like. You like getting your titties sucked. That's why, let's take it deeper. Let's go deeper real quick. Let's go deeper real quick. All right. Now, let's keep it a buck. A lot of women don't be wanting to have sex with us sometimes because we don't like to explore. We don't like to explore. Let's keep it a buck. You don't. A lot of guys, we like plain vanilla sex. On top, behind you, ride me, it's over. Maybe a couple of strokes from the side, it's over. Most grown men sexually only got four moves. That's all you got. You got four moves and you eat pussy. That's what's up. That's what's up. We don't like to explore. That's our problem. We like to stay in our comfort zone. Most grown ass men, let's keep it a buck. You got four moves. You got four moves, and you eat pussy. That's corny. You need more than four moves, my guy. You need more than four moves. And then guys is like, oh, my moves are superior. Fuck your moves, dog. Your moves ain't shit. Your moves is my moves. We do the same moves. What are you talking about? We do the same moves, dog. Don't act like you doing some new shit. You not. But you need to be doing some other shit. And I'm not even talking about getting your titties sucked. Just be open to liking some shit. I'm not even, listen, here's another thing, fellas. If you know you don't like getting your titties sucked, you have no sensation. Like your nipples, like she tried it, you tried it. If you tried it and you didn't like it, I can respect that. Like I'll give you a prime example. So I had a woman lick my butt. I mean, not the way that Sarabi licked Nala's butt in The Lion King. It wasn't like this. It wasn't that. It was just like she was on the penis, then she was on the balls, then she went to the gooch. That's another thing, fellas. We like keep it a buck. You like your gooch lick too. That's cool. But then she went to my butt. I didn't like it. I tried it. I didn't like it. That don't mean it's gay. That don't mean I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. If another man likes that, that's cool. If his woman is doing it, why? He explored some shit about his body that he liked. That's grown shit to me. Ain't nothing more grown than knowing what the fuck you want. Now, y'all need to write that down on a piece of paper if you listen to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz. That's the word of the day. Ain't nothing more grown than knowing what the fuck you want. You know what you want? That's grown shit. You know you like this? I like that. But just always be open to trying some shit, dog. Just be open to trying. You niggas, y'all be saying everything like, yo, dog, like, yo, I never forget. Here's the thing. The first time I got my gooch licked. There's no straight way to get your gooch licked, fellas. You gotta open your legs. You gotta open your legs. You gotta open your legs. There's no straight way. There's no straight way to get your gooch licked. But it feel good. Just do it. Who cares? Let me ask you a question, fellas. If you watching on Facebook, it's 177 of y'all. You watching on Facebook, fellas, let me ask an honest question. Who the fuck is watching you while you getting your gooch licked to tell you that's gay? Who's watching? Who? Who's watching? I'm not watching. I'm not watching. Is there other niggas watching? Are your friends cheering you on? If so, you must be in college. This ain't for you. Who's watching? Somebody tell me that. I'm sorry I'm a little excited on this episode, but I've just been trying to figure out, why is this gay shit? How is that gay? How y'all know what another man... I've never been concerned what another man is doing in his bedroom to call something gay. Listen, I like my boobs sucked. I like my boobs sucked. You call me gay, whatever. And when I get them sucked, I moan. And that's the problem. You guys don't want to show no emotions when you having sex. You don't want to, that feel good. You don't want to do that. Let me tell you something, fellas. The more you moan, the better she start doing. Don't moan and turn you on. When girls moan, that turns you on. You don't think it turned them on too? Moaning, if moaning turned me on, I know moaning turns women on. Fellas, women even like, yo, y'all so fucking stupid. Yo, you ever notice women like watching you come? You ever notice that? Have any of you idiots noticed that? Am I right? They like watching that. Women like, yo, women like watching splash. Women like watching splash. You know what you're doing when you're splashing? Oh, shit. Women like, oh, shit. I'm sorry. If you listen to this podcast, you probably hate me, but you getting a good laugh today. This shit funny. I don't give a fuck. I'm high. It's funny to me. It's funny to me. I'm high. But like I was saying, yo, keep it a stack, fellas. Women like, oh shit. Women like, oh, like women like that. So when you getting your titty sucked, you got a moan, bro. Ain't that, what's wrong with that? Come on, dog. You out here, that's why you ain't keeping women happy. You out here having bland ass sex. Your sex is bullshit, bro. I hate to break it to you. Your sex is bullshit. Your sex is bullshit because you don't want to explore nothing. You just want, you know what? No, you know what? No, I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Let me take my glasses off real quick. Niggas love exploring when it ain't them. Niggas love to tell a woman, oh man, we should do a threesome. Yeah, you want to explore that, huh? You want her to explore that. What the fuck you exploring, my guy? Fuck you. What are you exploring? What are you doing? You ask her for a threesome? Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. What are you doing, though? What you doing? I'm not saying you got to have a threesome with another man. But if she wanna, if she asks you, yo, let me lick your butt. Oh, man, that's, no. She want to explore some shit. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Y'all, that's the problem. Y'all out here having boring sex. You think your sex is decent. Your sex is bullshit. Took me a while to figure out my sex was bullshit. That's the problem. All you niggas be, yo, let all y'all tell it. Y'all dick is amazing. All of us.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Black men. I'm only speaking to black. Let us tell it. We putting it the fuck down. I hate to break it to you. All of us ain't putting it down, fellas. One of your homeboys, he's not doing what you doing. But you over here trying to perform for other niggas. Come on, dog. Bland ass sex. Boring ass sex. Bullshit ass sex. And then got the nerve to be mad. Like, here's the thing. All right. Fellas, I'm only talking about getting your boobs sucked and all this other stuff for one reason and one reason only. I want you to get it out your mind that certain stuff is weird or is trying to emasculate you or anything like that. Bro, if she with you, she not trying to emasculate you, my man. She's allowed to ask for something. I had a girl ask me, Clint, can I peg you? Me? No. No. That's all I had to say. No. No. Well, you don't know if you don't try it. Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I don't need to try that to know I don't like that. But I don't feel emasculated. I asked her, I said, yo, is that something you just like doing? She's like, yo, I love doing that to guys I have sex with. That's cool. They like that? That's cool. There's nothing wrong. They like that? If they like that, hey, I'm not teasing that. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You can't pay me enough for that. That don't mean, so my thing is, my whole point is, you're allowed to ask for what you want. And I told her, I said, yo, that ain't for me. And I was like, yo, I don't think if that's a deal breaker for satisfying you, I can't be a part of that. But there's other ways to explore. And fellas, I want you to, just because a woman asks you something doesn't mean you gotta do it. That's it. But women are into a lot of stuff. You'd be surprised. Just ask, yo, what else you into? A lot of women scared to tell you what they into because they gonna think you think it's gay. Like, for real, a lot of women are afraid to ask, like, yo, I want, yo, can I get this? Can I do this? Can I? Because they think you think it's gonna be gay. Like, yo, like, it's not. Yo, let me suck your boobs. You like, what? What's gay about that? All right, how's that emasculating you? She want to kiss all parts of your body. You know? What if she want to suck your toes, dog? What if she into that? Ask her. That's all I'm saying, man. Y'all be trying to play shit that don't need to be played. You be trying to play shit that don't need to be played. You be trying to dismiss shit that don't need to be dismissed. You be trying to y'all here constantly, you know. Oh, hey, it's gay. Nah, dog, it's just what somebody like. You know what's gay? You and another man. If that's what, you know, if that's what they classify as gay, yeah. Come on with that nut shit, man. That shit corny. It's corny. Out here being proud to be a vanilla. You out here, you proud that you got two moves. Fuck out of here. Anyway. So they said I was a bully. They was like, Clint, you mean as shit. Here's why they said I'm mean as shit and I'm a bully, apparently. So yesterday, I'm on Twitter minding my business. I see a TikTok video. Old girl is praise dancing about having the fact that her and her husband waited 22 months to have a kiss. First time they kissed was on their wedding day. I don't encourage waiting to have sex till marriage. I don't encourage that. I don't denounce it, but I don't encourage it. Here's what I'm not going to encourage. I don't encourage not kissing till we marry. If we go out on a date and we've never kissed, what are we doing? What are we holding hands? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing at the movies? Like, let's think of some real prom makeout spots where y'all just holding hands and talking. Y'all taking a drive. Like, how do you not kiss for 22 months? Tell me that. Somebody tell me how you keep your tongue and your lips to yourself for 22 months. I don't have the discipline. I don't have the patience. Maybe I'm not mature enough. Maybe God don't say, God, listen, let me tell you something. If God said, Clint, your soulmate is right over here, but she said you can't kiss until y'all marry, I will respectfully tell God, that ain't my fucking soulmate. There's no way to respectfully say that to God, but yeah, I would say that. That ain't my soulmate. God, I don't know about you, man. You wrong. My soulmate kissing. My soulmate is fucking. My soulmate not waiting 22 months to kiss. So wait a minute. I got another question about this. So was marriage first base? Like, did you kiss and fuck on the wedding day? Or you just was like, okay, mwah, that's it. It's over. We need to wait to have sex. Like, what are we doing? And then y'all wanted me to applaud what that young sister is doing. I'm not applauding that. I'm not applauding somebody waiting for 20. I'm not applauding that. No. I'm not applauding anybody. Listen, I done been to church. I done seen praise dancers catch the Holy Ghost. You don't need to be praise dancing about the fact that you waited 20. I'm happy. But that shit ain't for us. And then people are like, Clint, well, why do you care? It's not that I care. But if you put something out on the internet, we're going to have an opinion. Just like if I put this out on the internet, somebody's going to have an opinion about my opinion. That's just what life is. That's just what we do. We talk. We have conversation. If she didn't want our opinion, you know what she should have did? Not shared and made that stupid ass fucking video. Shit was dumb. I'm sorry, sis. Love you, but it's dumb. Nobody cares. Clearly I do, because we're having a conversation about it. Here's what I care about. I care about people forcing their ideologies on other people. That's what I care about. I care about people who force their opinions and their ideologies on other people. Like, literally. They wanted you to tell us, yo, man, try it. It strengthens your relationship with God. Yeah, God. Come on, y'all. Ain't nowhere in the Bible it say you can't kiss your soulmate before. Now, if you feel like that gets you closer, by all means, if it works for you, cool. But you know what works for me? Fucking. That works for me. That worked for me. Fucking and kissing works for me. That works for us. If you listen to this podcast, fucking works for you. Not waiting to kiss works for you. I mean, if it don't, then you can still listen. You just ain't gonna like me today. And that's okay. That's okay. It's all right, sis. No worries. Life is good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to this podcast and you live in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, I'm going to be there Friday, August 20th. I don't even know what the event center is, but I don't know nobody in Little Rock. I don't know nobody in Little Rock. I ain't ever been to Little Rock. No, yes, I have been there once, but I don't know nobody. If you live in Little Rock, come holler at your boy. We can play cards. Show me some food or something. I don't know. We'll kick it. Whatever. I land tonight. Tonight is Thursday. I'm recording this. I'm actually recording this podcast. Then soon as I'm done, I'm going to edit this podcast. Then I'm going to put this podcast out. And then I'm going to get on the plane. But when I put the podcast out and I put up the link and I say swipe up, then y'all going to be like, oh shit, he really did that. So yes, that's what I'm doing. I got to catch a plane in about 3 hours. But I'm on the way to Little Rock. Anyway, I don't like when people try to force what they got going on. We don't care. I'm not even forcing my agenda on y'all. This is my opinion. This is my podcast. If you don't like what I say, you don't have to listen. I'm not telling you what you have to or don't have to do. All I'm saying is that I hate, like, I used to have this joke I used to write back in the day. And I asked, what's worse, new Christians or new vegans? What's worse? What's worse, new Christians or new vegans? That's what I want to know. Who's worse? Always want to tell you you living wrong. Always want, like, yo, chill the fuck out. Chill out, fam. Chill out. Chill out. I don't like that. So a lot of times, you know, when people get saved, they want to go to the extreme. And to me, no sex or no kissing is extreme. That's fucking extreme. That's way too much for me. That's my opinion about it. I think you can have a healthy, balanced relationship and not have a physical touch, unfortunately, is a love language. Physical touch is, unfortunately, it's important. There's no way you can let me know. There's no way we're boyfriend and girlfriend and we're not kissing. There's no way I'm your man and I can't have no sugar. What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that? I'm your man. I'm your man. And you can't give me no sugar. That ain't it. No. Want that. Give me that. I need all that. That's bullshit. That's all. That's all I wanted to talk about today. That's it. Ain't no long podcast, no long soliloquy. I just encourage two things. Number one, fellas, remember what you like. It is okay to get your titties sucked. All right? Fellas, can we agree on that? There's nothing gay about getting your titties sucked. All right? I'm tired of having these kind of conversations. Fellas, one more time for those in the back who didn't hear me. Fellas, there's nothing gay about getting your boobs sucked. You like your boobs sucked? It make you feel good? Let her do that shit. Let her do it. And then when she do it, moan. Stop playing. There's nothing wrong with getting your titties sucked. Fellas, if you've never had your boobs sucked, I got a challenge for you. Fellas, if you've never had your boobs sucked, listen up. This is for you. Fellas, if you never had your boobs sucked, I encourage you. Here's a challenge. Tell your lady, hey, tonight, during foreplay, suck my boobs. Don't say it like that. Just allude to you wanting your nipples licked on. Get it done. If you've never had it done, get it done. It's going to feel amazing. You don't even got to tell me you had it done. Just do it and then maybe send me an emoji and just give me the fist. Get your titties sucked, man. You robbing yourself. It's a good time. Caress her. All right? Second thing I'm encouraging. We not waiting till marriage to know what your breath smell like and know if you can kiss or not. If you can't kiss, I need to know that up front. That's important to me. That is all. My name's Clint. And thank y'all for listening. I don't end a podcast like that. What the fuck am I talking about? I never end a podcast like that. Let's try this again. Yeah, get your boobs sucked. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it real?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.